City Radio Workshop of the South Bend Community School Corporation presents an original radio drama, Lost Vengeance. Time passes in so many ways. The ticking of a clock, the rising and setting of the sun, the turning of a calendar page, all indicate the passing of time. Time also can be measured by the passing of events, the bloom of a flower, the break of waves on a shore. Let us for a moment look back into time. Here we see happenings and events, many of which have been forgotten. Let us look deeper into the myths. A scene comes to our eyes, a country house, fog rolling in from the ocean, and a warm fire burning in the fireplace. Let us reach into the picture and draw out sounds, warm sounds, sounds of the past.
Sid.
What? Oh, I must have fallen asleep. What do you want, Martha?
Don't tell me that you've been sleeping during... Oh, you men are all alike. I said, are we going to America in April or aren't we? I have to know definitely by this weekend. Aunt Minnie should know. Heaven knows that with all her visits here, she owes us a vacation.
True.
Now, if we could make some arrangements with them... I know. I'll go down to the Travel Bureau the first thing in the morning and check on passage to America.
Martha, do you have any idea how much a boat trip to America would cost? We couldn't afford it to.
Nonsense! Millie Tilford and her husband left last summer on that wonderful ship, the Majestic, and our sewing circle simply hasn't heard the last word about it. I can just hear them saying now... Have you heard Martha and Sidney Windley are on their way to America?
Yes. And they must have a lot of money, too.
Yes. A lot of... Nonsense. You know they'll not say that.
Well, no matter what they'll say, you and I both know that it takes a lot of money.
Money. That's all you think about. Doesn't matter to you if I'm happy. It doesn't matter to you if all I do is entertain our relatives, cook and slave, bake and clean... Oh, why I married you, I'll never know.
Now here, Martha. You know, there's nothing on earth I'd rather do than to make you happy.
Happy. We've been married for 5 years, and I haven't been out of England. Here it is, 1912. Another year to be stuck here on this farm. Nothing to see. Only fog and fog and more fog. I'm sick and tired of it, Sid.
But, Martha, be reasonable. Stop. And think what...
Stop and think? That's all I've done.
Martha, there's something about this you haven't told me.
What? Well, I...
Listen to me, Martha. I've never seen you act this way before. You must have a reason.
Well, I just think that we both need a vacation. Yes, that's it. A vacation.
No. There is more than a vacation involved.
Well, maybe I have been a little impatient.
Let's try to reason this whole thing out.
All right, Sidney. Well, it seems that Molly Filmsburg and Susan Morley think that we are going on a trip to America this spring, and they told the sewing circle about it all, and, well, you know, one thing led to another, and now everyone thinks that we are going.
Martha, did you have anything to do about the story of going to America?
Oh, no, Sid, you know me better than that.
Of course I do. Did you?
Well, yes. Just a little.
Uh-huh. I thought so. Well, when do we start?
Oh, Sid, do you mean we are going?
No. I mean, when do we start telling everyone we can't afford it?
Oh, Sid, you wouldn't. Why, I'd be the laughingstock of England.
I don't think so.
Sid, we can't. I can't back out now. I just can't face the sewing circle with another story. You know how important it is to belong to the circle, to say nothing about traveling abroad.
Listen, Martha. We must be reasonable about this. We are not going, and that's final.
Good evening, Martha. We thought that you wouldn't make it to the sewing circle tonight.
I'm sorry that I'm so late. Last-minute plans about the trip, you know.
Martha, that's what we want to know.
Who wants to know what?
Well, there's nothing personal about it, but several of us were wondering about your trip. It's been rumored...
Well, what Molly is trying to say, Martha, it's been rumored that you can't afford to go on a trip this spring.
Can't afford? Oh, that is funny, Susan. Why, I'm surprised that such a thing is going around.
See there, girls. I told you it wasn't true.
Well, I don't want to be the one to gossip, but I heard it from my friend just the other day. He told me that your husband, Sidney, told him down at the lumber yard...
Well, Sidney did think it would be expensive, but we have not canceled the trip. In fact, I was late tonight because Sidney was down making the last-minute arrangements about the tickets. I had to wait until he could bring me over here.
Oh, Martha, I'm so excited. Tell us, what ship are you planning to take?
Yes, Martha, tell us.
Well, we're not real sure. Probably one of the best. Sidney says that he'll not go on anything but the best.
Oh, it must be wonderful to have such a husband as Sidney.
When did you plan to leave, Martha?
Well, we're not real sure. Would you hand me that blue thread?
Here. You know, when my husband and I went abroad, we took the Majestic. Oh, what a wonderful trip.
Do you and Sid plan to take the Majestic?
We haven't decided. This isn't the right color of blue. Hand me that spool over there.
The Majestic is a wonderful ship. A little expensive, but a real society ship. Class, you know. You've never seen such.
Class? Well, maybe Martha had overstepped her bounds a little. But then, who hasn't? As far as Martha was concerned, the trip was as good as started. But for Sid?
For the last time, Martha, no. How many times must I tell you we can't afford to take the trip, and that's final. Now, you just have to tell your sewing circle, or whatever you call it, that we can't take the trip. We don't have the money. Maybe in a year or two we can make ends meet, but for now, no.
All right, all right. Sid, suppose we sold the house and moved to America.
What? Have you lost your mind? You know my work is here. Besides, the only person we know in America is your Aunt Millie. And that the only reason she visits us is she can afford to roam the world.
Sid, that's it. That's it.
What's it?
Aunt Minnie, maybe she could send us the money.
Of all the scatterbrained ideas.
It isn't scatterbrained. She's rich. She could afford to pay our way.
I could just see us, Aunt Minnie, paying our way. Why do you think she comes to visit us? She's the one who likes to travel. She's been over here in England 4 or 5 times in the last 5 years.
Well, that's just it. Now's the time to visit her.
That's true. But it won't work. You know as well as I that Aunt Minnie doesn't like to entertain. Why do you think she sponges off of us?
Sidney, Aunt Minnie is not a sponger.
What else do you call it? Sometimes I wonder who I married, you or your Aunt Minnie.
If that's the way you feel about Aunt Minnie, I'm glad she isn't going to send us the money.
Now that that's settled, let me finish reading the paper.
All right. All right. Bury yourself in that paper. See if I care. Sidney?
Huh?
How much do you think this vase is worth?
Oh, I don't know. I'd say... No, Martha. You're not selling anything to buy a ticket. We don't need to go to America, and that's final.
All right, all right. I was just thinking.
Well, then think about something else. I don't want to hear any more about a trip. Good heavens! Who could this be so late at night?
I don't know. I'll go see. I'm coming. I'm coming. Why, Molly Filmsburg, what a pleasant surprise. Do come in.
Thank you, Martha.
Come into the parlor, Molly. Don't mind Sid. He isn't feeling well tonight.
Who is it, Martha?
It's Molly, Sid. Here, let me take your wrap. I'll hang it up here to dry.
Thank you. It surely is foggy again tonight. I really shouldn't be out in this dampness, but I thought I should tell you the news.
What news, Molly?
Well, Susan Morley. You know how much of a gossip Susan is. Well, she told all the girls in the sewing circle that you couldn't afford to take the trip. Now, I really don't care what she says, but I told myself, Molly Finsburg, don't listen to such idle gossip. You know very well that...
Molly, Susan's right. We can't afford to go.
What? But Martha, you said...
I knew. It was all made up. I thought at first that if I told everyone in the sewing circle, then Sid would go.
Oh, Martha, you shouldn't have.
I know, Molly. I thought that if Sid was pressed into going, he would go. Oh, Molly, you're my best friend. You know how important that sewing circle is to me. Why, everyone in the village who is anyone belongs to it. I'm the only one in the circle who hasn't gone anywhere. I did so want to be in society.
Oh, dear. Now what will happen?
I won't go, I guess.
No. That's not what I mean. You see, when you said you wanted to go this spring, well, Susan thought it would be fun to go along, too.
What?
That's what I came over here to tell you. Susan Morley and her husband are planning to go to America, too.
Oh, Molly, I can't let her find out. She would make me the laughingstock of England. What will I do?
We'll have to think of something. I've got it. Why don't you pretend to go?
And I said to Sydney, do you think we can take our goldfish, too? Yes, he said. We can let them swim across.
Oh, Martha, stop. My eyes are splitting. Tell us again about the tickets.
Yes, Martha. What ship have you decided upon?
Well, I'm not going to say, but it will be her maiden voyage.
Ooh, her maiden voyage.
Do you think it's wise to lead her on this way? Do you know how expensive that ship is?
If she wants to spy on me, then let her pay the price. If she doesn't get discouraged over that, then let her have a happy trip. Alone.
A little more coffee, Martha?
All right, Sid.
I don't know what's so important about today. April 11th isn't anyone's birthday that I know of. It isn't our anniversary, is it?
No, nothing like that. Now hurry and finish your breakfast. I have a little surprise for you today.
It isn't like you, Martha, to have little surprises. There's something very peculiar about this whole thing. Can't you give me just a little hint?
You'll find out soon enough.
Now who could that?
Never mind, I'll see.
Are you ready?
In a minute, Molly.
I saw Susan leave this morning. I think that she already has her tickets. Do you think it's such a good idea?
I don't see why not. Even if she can't spy and check up on me, the trip should do her good.
I hope so.
Besides, we didn't tell her to go. She planned this whole thing without telling me about it first. Now her plans will just backfire in her face.
Who is it, Martha?
Hurry and eat your breakfast. We'll be ready in a minute. Can you see her yet, Molly?
Not yet. There are so many people here. No. I thought I saw her.
See who? Martha, why have you brought me down here to the harbor?
Oh, because it's a great occasion. It's the maiden voyage of a new ship.
But we've been to maiden voyages before. Now let's go home.
Look, Martha. Over there by the luggage rack. Isn't that?
It is.
Don't let her see you, Martha.
Uh-oh. Too late. She's coming this way.
Well, well. Look who's here. What a coincidence. You aren't by any chance planning on taking this ship, too.
Oh, now don't tell me that you are going to take this ship.
That is a scream. How in the world do you suppose that this ever happened?
I can't imagine.
I really didn't think that you were going.
What?
Well, you know how people talk these days and make up stories.
Whatever do you mean?
Nothing personal. I just thought I'd check up, that's all.
Check up? I thought as much.
Whatever do you mean?
I mean that I wanted to...
I can't hear a word you're saying. I'll see you later on board, dearie.
Oh, the nerve. I hope she gets seasick.
Time passes so many ways. The ticking of a clock, the passing of events, vengeance is like time. Often we cannot rewind the clock. We cannot correct attitudes and offer forgiveness. What seems like a joke today may be a nightmare tomorrow. Nonsense, you say? Ask Martha. Time has played heavy upon her brow. Her hair is gray. The thought of travel sends a cold chill up her spine. There is no sewing circle. Only an old woman looking back into the past and hating it. If Martha Windley could erase anything in her life, it would have been the thought of Susan Morley. She was just one of the many who never survived the maiden voyage of the Titanic. You have just heard the All City Radio Workshop of the South Bend Community School Corporation in an original drama, Lost Vengeance. Lost Vengeance was written and directed by Jerry Limbert. Heard on today's broadcast were
Marianne Moran as Martha Windley,
Larry Ostrowski as Sydney Windley,
Molly Filmsberg, Evelyn Robinson,
and Susan Carol McDaniel.
This is your announcer, Bernice Wilson, Harrison School, speaking.